Hello and welcome to Hooked on Running. I'm Kirsten Todd and this is Ask the Coach. I'm going to look today at whether or not you should refuel during your training run. There are good reasons to refuel during training. There's also reasons not to. Mostly refueling during training is about improving your race performance. So the best source of fuel for aerobic exercise is glycogen. That's mostly stored in your muscles. It's the stored form of carbohydrate, and the faster you run, the greater the percentage of your energy is going to come from carbohydrate. If you're just taking a stroll in the park, most of the energy that you're using is going to come from your stored fat sources. That you use a little bit of carbohydrate to help access those fat stores, but pretty much the harder you run, the more carbohydrate, the more glycogen you're going to be using. At some point, if you run hard enough or you run for long enough, you're going to run out of your glycogen stores if you don't refuel on the run. Most people can benefit from a carbohydrate hit for races of around 50 minutes. You don't really need to actually take in any carbohydrate. You could just rinse your mouth with a sugary drink at around about the 40 minute mark, or when you're beginning to feel fatigued. And what that's going to do is it'll trick your brain into thinking you're getting carbs. It's going to allow you to keep running faster for a while longer. Because what happens is the brain, it actually starts shutting down your ability to recruit muscle fibers, pretty much in anticipation of your brain having to save you from yourself so that you can't sort of, you know, really run yourself into the ground. For races up to about 90 minutes, you could either rinse with a sugary drink or pop a jelly bean or two is probably going to be sufficient fuel for you, unless you're running super hard or you feel you've conked out in these types of races in the past. You probably don't need to do much more than that. But for races over 90 minutes, you're definitely going to benefit from taking in some carbohydrate during the race. And the thing is, the more you practice this, the more you're going to be able to take in during a race. So, like, some well-trained runners can take in a lot more than your average Joe. And when I say well-trained, I mean well-trained in taking in nutrition when running at race pace. The problem with taking in lots of carbs is it can make you feel pretty crook, especially if you're not used to it. So when a lot of blood is going to your working muscles and being redirected away from the gastrointestinal system, and high sugary gels and drinks and chews and that sort of thing can be really hard to digest, and that can really make you feel either nauseous or you can vomit or worse still, diarrhea. So you do need to practice, and the more you can practice, the better you're going to be able to tolerate it, and then you're going to have more readily available fuel available to you to supply your body with it and your working muscles with that glycogen. But do map out a route which has got some public toilets along the way before you start practicing too much. So there are different gels and drinks and chews available, and they've all got different recipes and different proportions of different things, and some have caffeine, some have don't. I find the caffeine can actually make you feel a bit crook. It's just really a matter of trial and error to find one that's going to work best for you, and as I say, lots of practice. If you're someone that's had a bad experience with taking in fuel, keep persisting. Practice with every long run and just gradually increase that amount of carbohydrate you can tolerate. Don't shy away from it, because it can really benefit you in a race. If you're okay with gels on your long run, start trying to take fuel on board when you're running faster. So like during a tempo run, during the fast bit of that, or during the fast bit of a fast finishing long run. That's just going to better replicate race conditions. You're going to be moving a bit faster than you would be on a slow long run. And more blood is going to be being shunted to your working muscles the faster that you're running, and also the more fuel you're going to need. But as that blood's being shunted away from your gut and towards your working muscles, it's harder to digest that fuel. So it's good to practice taking on fuel in those race kind of, well, sort of at that race effort. So obviously that's kind of one of the main reasons to fuel during training, just to get yourself used to taking in fuel and to train your body to be able to take more of it in. And also you're going to be able to have a better training session if you've got more fuel available. So for example, in those fast finishing long runs, you're not going to be able to do too much at the end if you're low on glycogen. But if you've taken in some fuel during your run, you're going to be able to have a much stronger finish. Also, you're probably going to recover better from that run, and your next training sessions are going to be better. So on to the reasons why you might not take in fuel in training. In the past, I have got people to do fasted long runs, and the reasoning behind that is that it's to get your body used to burning fat for fuel. And I definitely think there's a place for this, but I think until you've really trained your body to take in quite a bit of fuel through doing this in your training and in races, you're better off using your long runs to train to get more fuel in rather than restrict your carbohydrates and training your body to burn fat for fuel. Once you're really good at taking nutrition on board, you can start to do some of your long runs on an empty stomach without taking any fuel. But I can't really think of anyone I'm coaching at the moment who would be at that point where you can really like take in a heap of nutrition. And it's just that if you're using glycogen for fuel, that just really, it sort of burns more cleanly. So if you can tolerate topping up your glycogen rather than trying to really conserve it and use fat for fuel, I just think that's going to have a better outcome for you.